Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandee. Today's topic is what you really want and how to go for it. Well, thank you for listening. Well, the first thing that I want to say is if you want to call here, and online, on the air, then that's great. And the number is 001 for people who are calling from outside the U.S. And then it's 347-205-9092. Thank you so much. As you know, all my radio shows are like master classes. I like to give a lot of techniques and information that then you can use and analyze for your own life and then use your discretion. Of course, certain things need to be practiced more than others. But today's topic, I think, is going to touch the heart and mind of many people because it is quite direct, it gets straight to the point, and it is a great topic. First of all, let me say right away, if you have not done yet so, then go to my page of Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/awareness of the soul. And then just scroll down and get the lessons extras. You will see your life-changing power. You will put your name and email, get lessons. These are mystical lessons united with cutting-edge techniques of life coaching, of mind development, of achievement, and you will get them directly to your inbox once a week. Let me tell you, what you see there in those lessons, you will definitely find useful. This is my promise, 10 years from now. So my suggestion is you get them and you save them, okay? Because in 10 years from now, you'll go back there and you will see how they will apply in your life right then. It is absolutely great. These are principles, practices that my spiritual teachers used to give to me directly, and they're not available to the general public in general. These principles reveal secrets of the mystical life and how you can apply them for moving your life forward. Okay, so it is really important. And of course, you can go to my blog, which is packed with techniques and information. Okay? And the address of the blog is thelifecatalyst.com/blog. Let me say that again. thelifecatalyst.com/blog. Sign up. Go to the blog. I promise you will not regret it. You will not be disappointed. Well, having said that, and let me thank you and welcome you once again. Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandee. Today's topic, what you really want and how to go for it. Now, today I will share with you some principles that are simple for achieving what you want in life. But let me tell you right away that you need to ask one simple question. First of all, to yourself, you should step right now to ask this question, and it is, what is the final goal of what you're trying to get? What is the goal hidden behind it? Okay? You don't have to answer it now. I will explain to you how to answer this question. And it is absolutely simple, and it touches mystical principles of life. So now, if you start analyzing your life and ask yourself what it is that you want, okay, surely you don't really want that thing, but the experience that comes along with it. In other words, you might say, I want a house, I want a car, I want a better job. What you're really looking is the internal experience that goes with it. Now, according to the Vedic philosophy, and here this is where yoga comes into play, and of course yoga comes into play here, and the way that I share with you this knowledge is based on my life, is based on my experience, based on the teachings of Kriya Yoga as well, applied to life. Now, there are 8 main aspects of the universe, 8 main aspects of God, 8 different aspects through which the universal intelligence manifests itself in creation. Now, we all use those aspects, okay, as part of our power. Because This aspect in our power merges with our actions and intentions. So keep this in mind. We also want, at the same time, to reunite completely with one of these eight aspects. In other words, these eight aspects that are part of creation are both our power, the energy that we use in order to move through life, and also the energy that we want to reunite ourselves with. Okay? And these aspects are peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. I want to say that again. Take notes. Peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, wisdom. These are the eight manifestation of God, the eight manifestation of universal intelligence. You are using this manifestation, this emanation from the universal intelligence to move through life. These are the power to support whatever you do and what you're trying, whatever you look for in life is your attempt to reunite with one or more of these aspects. And, you know, I'm just telling you right away, as soon as we started the show, I'm already telling you the secret. Don't cut it short. This is a great secret. This is something that you really need to know to understand where you're at and where you're going. For example, now ask yourself, what am I looking for? What am I trying to accomplish? What do I want now? And people say, I want to become famous, I want to have money. Now, first of all, when you ask yourself this question, what do you really want? You have to get rid of the shoulds. I should do this, I should do that. These are usually shadows activated in our mind. And these shadows are telling us that we should be as our parents said that we have to be. As our teacher at the elementary school told us that we have to be. As television tells us that we should be. Take these out. Go for what you really want. And some people would say that they want to make money or have a house or get a new car. And, you know, I really think there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that as we have all experienced, me included, and everyone I know has experience, now that what we get is never, never, never enough. And this is true. You want a beautiful new sofa, and then you say, okay, I have this sofa now, but I would like those curtains too. And you think that once you get those curtains, everything is going to be okay. But then once you got the curtains, you realize that you need the lamp. And you'll never get enough. And then you realize that these curtains are not so beautiful as you expected, and the effect is not as you expected it. So maybe you're not really satisfied. What you're looking for is the experience, okay, are one of these eight aspects, peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. So maybe this is, now I'm speculating over here because for everyone it's different. Maybe you want peace. You want a peaceful environment so that you can stay calm. You can feel joy. Or you want to create an environment where love can be born, can be emphasized, can be enhanced, right? Because what we're looking for is not a thing. We are looking for the experience that we think that thing will provide us. So keep this in mind. And because the manifestation of God or the universal intelligence are these eight, we absolutely want to reunite ourselves with one or more aspects. So some time ago, I really wanted to be a musician, for example. Music is absolutely fantastic. It's great. It really inspired me. But later on, I realized that no matter what, first of all, I was never satisfied 100% with my songs and recordings, and I wanted to do always something better, even though it sounded really great, it was always something, so not so much perfect, you know what I mean? But what I really wanted, no matter what, it was the feeling of being immersed with the aspect of sound. And that was what really attracted me. At some point, I really started to feel music, right? It's pure sound coming from the wind, coming from behind. That is a spiritual experience. And if you go deep in meditation, you will experience similar things. Maybe you will experience the wind as a manifestation of the Om sound that pervades all the universe. And most people have deep feelings and perceptions that can be associated with these eight aspects. They have feelings of peace, they have feelings of power, they have feelings of sounds, perception of all these eight aspects in their own life. Only we don't consider them as part of what we want. That is the point. But if we know that once we are in tune with that power, then our life will manifest as a natural aspect, as a natural manifestation of that aspect, then we understand how we go for what we want. And I'm going to go into the details of this in a moment. Stay tuned. Now, here we come to one of the most important points. All this life can give us, all that this life can give us, right, is only a bridge towards one of these eight aspects. That is the only function. But the greatest illusion in life is to think that we want a thing instead of the experience of one or more of these aspects. In truth, we are looking for an immortal experience, for immortality, for something that will last long and will give us perpetual joy and satisfaction. This is what you're looking for, really. And I have been lucky in my life, and most people have, actually, because if they really look at what they have got, they realize that they got really so much from their own life. But the problem is that there is still malcontent. I talk to them, I talk to people, and I see that there is a lot of malcontent. No matter what they have, no matter what they've gained. They gained $1 million, now they're jealous because somebody else had three, right? This is because they want power, maybe, and speculating, again, everyone is different, but maybe they want power. And if they see that somebody else has more money than them, they think they have more power. Because they think that they think the form is actually giving them that experience, but it's not. Because once they reach it, their eyes are opened, they put an end to what they were looking for, and if they are not able to be aware of that experience within them of power, they will start looking for it automatically somewhere else, and the other person that has 3 million will have more power than you, okay? So this is like, you know, this is like a great trap of the mind. This is because the thing they think they want cannot give the feeling and the perception of immortality, of being immortal, of the long-lasting and perpetual joy they are looking and that we are all looking. I've always been an avid student, for example, whatever I encountered into my past. Okay, ultimately, I want to unite myself with the greatest aspect of wisdom and power as emanating from the universal source. You have to be honest with yourself. These aspects are part of our nature. And let me repeat it, not in the thing we look for, but as part of our core essence. So what is it that we're looking for? We are simply looking for ourselves. And this is absolutely true. This is an absolute reality. Okay, before we move on, let me remind you that you can get my lessons. Go to blog.radio/forward awareness of the soul, scroll down and get the lessons, name and email, or go to thelifecatalyst.com and you will get the lessons there. These lessons will stay with you forever. Forever. You can refer to them 20 years from now, 10 years from now. I invite you to look at them 50 years from now. You will still find them useful because they're universal, they're straight to the point. Don't miss them. TheLifeCatalyst.com. Get the mystical lessons, life-changing power lessons. And go to my blog, TheLifeCatalyst.com/forward blog, which is packed with techniques and principles. Okay, fantastic. So now let's move on. Now, in order to get what you want in life, you have to act from the core essence of that thing represents in your mind. If you want money, for example, okay, and you realize that in truth what you're looking for is power, or maybe some people are looking for peace because they want money, they say, I want not to worry anymore, all right? You have to act. You have to live from that essence. So for some people it might be joy, for some others light, for some others power, doesn't matter. There is nothing wrong in getting things in life, simply because if you don't get them, then you will get something else. Something else will come into your life. You will get something from life, right? You will get the reality that you have. You have a reality. When people say, no, I don't have anything, don't get anything from life, it's not true. You get your life, you get a body, you get your reality. So there's nothing wrong in getting things in life, simply because if you don't get them, let me repeat it, then life will give you something, and then you will have to keep what life gives you, okay? But if you get what you need, then this is the point, what you need. Listen, what you need, okay? With the awareness necessary that is required, then you become a master of your life. You see, if you act from the core level, from that source, first of all, whatever will appear in front of you will be just a form of that power, of that peace. And if you are able to maneuver, this is not the right word, I don't really like it, but if you are able to emanate life from that level, you are a master of your life. But be warned, if you get it, you get something, then start seeing that you have achieved, then you will start to lose it. You will start to lose what you got, or you will start losing interest in what you have simply because you get stuck in the form, like getting the canvases, and you say, well, this is not right, the effect that I expected, and maybe with a few lamps and a few plants it would be better, and then you will realize that you have to water the plants, and you get bothered, you know. There will always be something that is not quite right. And isn't this fascinating? All that happens in this life is to teach us, okay, the experience of what we envision externally is part of our essential nature. Let me repeat this. Fix it. All that happens in this life is to teach us that the experience of what we envision externally is part of our essential nature. We are looking for that because our inner self resonates with one of these universal aspects. This is your true temperament, how you try to reunite yourself to one of these aspects. So your true temperament, let me repeat it, is your attempt to expand your life and its experience through the aspect or aspects that you're naturally drawn to. There are two blog posts that are relating to this radio show today and on the lifecatalyst.com/blog. One is titled Your True Temperament. Go there and read it. And another one is titled Transcendence and Success. You have to look in the archives. You have to look. Maybe there's a calendar at the bottom of the page. Click on the pages and see what comes up. I will put a search box also that is not now on. But you can find Transcendence and Success, and you can find your true temperament. Read these two blog posts because they are in relation to what we're talking now. Now, let's move on. I really think it is worth experiencing life the way we want it and learn the way we want to learn. Your soul will systematically give the experiences that you want. It will trigger the experiences for you to learn your life's mastery. You will become a master of your life. Your soul will provide the experiences that are necessary as you go towards what you want, as you realize that you have to use your awareness to emanate forward what it is that you're looking for. Life is your true university, but it needs to be lived with awareness. Otherwise, it gets chaotic. Otherwise, you don't learn anything. So it's like you're going to the university, but no, you don't open the book. You're not aware of what they're talking about. How can you think you're learning? You're not learning, right? Even if you're here, you need to be aware. So ask yourself And now we get into the practical steps. We get into the second part of the show. Okay? Ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish now in this period of my existence? Ask this question now. Don't answer as one of these aspects. Answer something concrete that you're trying to accomplish, a goal that you have, okay, in life. Write this down now. Take a piece of paper and a pen, write down, what am I trying to accomplish now in this period of my existence? Okay, that's great. Write it down now. Figure it out. Okay, now, be honest with yourself, okay, and ask, what is this thing going to give me in relation to the 8 aspects of the existence of God or the universal intelligence? What is this thing going to give me in relation to the 8 aspects of the existence of God or the universal intelligence? And once again, I will tell you what these aspects are. So, which one of these aspects are you trying to get through what you're trying to accomplish? Okay, these aspects are peace, calmness, say yes, no, sound, yes or no, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. I will name them again. After each one, just ask yourself, yes, no, okay? First figure what you're trying to accomplish, and then go through these 8 aspects and ask yourself if one of these aspects is actually what you're trying to accomplish behind what you see, what you want to accomplish as a goal in life. Okay, again, peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, and wisdom. Very great, thank you. Now, write this down. In order to get what you want, this is really important. You first have to become aware that the experience of one or more of these aspects is what you're really looking for. One might even lead to another, okay? For example, say, I want joy so that I can have power, or I want love so that I can then have joy, okay? It depends. It depends. For each one is different. For each life's experiences, there are different things hidden behind it, okay? In fact, we are ultimately looking for the totality of experience. We're ultimately looking to encompass all of these 8 aspects all together in one blissful experience. Now, let's remember that you need to spend enough time on this planet in order to attune yourself to this aspect, the aspect that you're trying to get behind what you're trying to accomplish as a goal in life, in the form of what you want. So, for example, if you want to have a house, right? Because that will give you peace, because finally you can just rest and not pay the rent anymore. Whatever it is, now I'm just speculating, just creating stuff, okay? You have to tune yourself to this aspect. And that aspect for you is the house. At this point becomes a symbol, a life symbol of that aspect. Is it clear? Your life is not made of things. Your life is made of powers and about these emanations that then create a form, that turn into a form. And this form is a symbol. So if you want more money in order to have power, money is a symbol. If you want to have a house is a symbol of peace, maybe, or joy or love, because maybe you figure that the house is important for your family. It depends, for each one is different. So now you need to be aware, for example, what are these symbols behind these 8 aspects? So you can also do this exercise now, reversing the process. Peace, calmness, sound, light, joy, power, love, wisdom. Choose one or more of those and understand what are the symbols, what are the forms that I associate with these aspects. You need to be aware, for example, that the aspect of power gets manifested into a particular form and for you. And then here's the challenge. If it manifests really in life, physically, you must know that you're looking at just the symbol. That you have been emanating from that power. The power emanated from your own core essence or from God reflecting in you or from the universal intelligence reflecting in you and created that symbol physically. And that is just a mere reflection of that power, of that peace. And you don't have to get lost in its external form because that will eventually disempower you completely. You will start feeling malcontent. You will start feeling again like you're losing something. Okay, let's move on now. Let's ask yourself, how do I usually go towards a goal in life? So this is the method on how you can attune individually to these aspects. For each person is different, but I've seen that there are two main options. And this is what I want to talk about in the blog post at thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog, thelifecatalyst.com/forward blog, in the post Transcendence as Success. So how do you go towards a goal in life? There are usually two options. One is that you focus all your energy into it, towards one point. And the other option is that you create instead multiple resources and channels through which this can be accomplished. So one is focusing, the other one is expansive. So whether you realize that your option is the first one or the second one, the focusing or the expansive, now you need to act. Okay? At three levels of your consciousness, the superconscious level, the subconscious level, and the conscious level. But you need to act in such a way that will either focus you or expand you. Focus your awareness or expand your awareness. So the superconscious action, you need to choose a meditation technique or a spiritual practice that is in tune with your concept of going towards a goal. The superconscious means that part of yourself or your consciousness that is in tune with the divine spark, with God himself, with your core true essence, what you can call your highest potential or your higher self. So you have to choose a practice that is in tune with your concept of going towards that goal. So you have to choose something that will either focus you or expand your awareness. And this will penetrate to the essence of the aspect that you are trying to experience in harmony with what your character is about. For example, choose a meditation practice that will focus your concentration towards one point. There are so many. We're not going to go through them today anyway. It's your way of getting things in life is to focus all your energy into something. Okay, just let me give you an example. For example, you can just practice the Hong Sao technique. The Hong Sao technique, you focus all your awareness at the mind's eye, at the point between the eyebrows and the forehead, and you observe your breath coming in and out on its own accord without you trying to change it or manipulate it. Then, as your awareness is centered there, you start chanting mentally only without moving the throat or nothing, mentally only, Hong as the breath goes in and Saw as the breath goes out. And you make these two sounds your main predominant thought. And you keep on concentrating without effort, just observing it upon between the eyebrows. Okay, this is one of the techniques, but there are many others. If you have your own, you can practice your own if you are the focusing kind of guy. Okay? But if you find yourself always creating instead multiple resources in order to go towards something that you need, then use a practice that will expand your awareness. Like, for example, meditating on the expansive nature of the sky. Or just relax, closing your eyes without relaxing completely mind and body without trying to control, without trying to search for any particular experience. This will expand. It will make you aware of all your environment, of all your circumstances. The important thing here is to have the intention to associate, okay, the aspect you're looking for, one of these eight aspects of God, for the transcendental experience of the aspect, because meditation will take you beyond, and that's where the superconscious gets in tune with that essence, with that power, with that joy, with that peace. For example, if it is power, then think of the sky as a manifestation of pure power, and just rest into that. Or think that the Hong Sao technique, if you focus yourself, is a powerful technique. Okay? Use power as a force. Just think about it as a force. Go use power as a vehicle to get you there to that focused concentration. Then we pass into the subconscious action. And the subconscious needs to be directed all in one direction. We have so many different thoughts, contrasting thoughts and beliefs. You should try to identify them as you go along. But as you practice, they will become more and more clear. This is important because otherwise it would be five people pushing a car into one direction while the other five people are pushing into the opposite direction and the car will not move. You will stay just as you are. The four, at the moment, just adopt a new way of thinking that is in positive accord to what you're trying to accomplish. As mental challenges will arise, take note of them, analyze them, and then decide to discard what seems to be in dissonance with what you need. You know, this is a mystical truth and a mystical teaching. Your thoughts are not yours. They are universally rooted. They are in the universe. You have chosen to think as you think. So why not think differently? Break your old patterns. A great way to break your patterns is to start being humorous about life, for example. That's another way. Laughs will break patterns so easily. If you are not humorous, then read something genuinely humorous once a day. Something genuine, not kind of dirty kind of thing. Just relax. Take something, some short story, something like it. This is how you learn to be humorous. Try to get a little book of simple humor. But let it be an intelligent kind of humor, okay? Then we move on to the conscious action. Act consciously. Make the best plan you can and try to follow it. Your best plan should include your own way of relating towards accomplishment, either towards one thing only, either towards focusing, or towards multiple options, expansively, okay? Then create a plan that completely satisfies you. You see, for everyone it's different. There's no one rule that is good for everyone. There are principles that can be applied. These are universal principles. But the individual has to find for himself. I give you the tools, I share you the tools, and you find how to use them. So one last important thing, really important thing, is to be happy in life and even to accomplish what you need. Give up your life. Give up wanting to be in control of your life. And, almost paradoxically, it's a paradox, continue to do what you need to do in order to live your dream and attune to the aspect of God you are trying to unite. Sign up for the lessons. Go to thelifecatalyst.com, thelifecatalyst.com. Sign up for the mystical power changing lesson, changing power lesson. Go there, sign up. You will find them extremely useful. And go to my blog, thelifecatalyst.com/blog, packed with information. Thank you for tuning in with Awareness of the Soul. This is Vincent Sandee, and definitely I'll be back next week. Thank you so much. Goodbye.